I do want to start with a little bit of a history lesson. As you know, Rio Tinto has now taken ownership and actually plans to use what is the Humboldt Mill to process the ore from their Eagle Mine. The Humboldt plant actually has a history going back to cliffs. It was used to process the iron ore that we mined out of the Humboldt Mine. Subsequently, it was sold to Callahan Mining, which was a gold mining company operating the Ropes Gold Mine in Ishpeming, and again, it processed the ore from the gold mine. Ultimately, went into the hands of Rio Tinto for their use. But during that period of time, when Cliffs went through these transactions, one of the things that we did was we maintained the right-of-way for the rail into that facility, and we had the exclusive rights to take that out of what we did at one time, which was put it in the Rails to Trails program, and we had the exclusive right to remove it from the Rails to Trail and put it back into railway use. Along the way, there was a lot of interest on behalf of Rio Tinto to re-engage that right-of-way for rail service into the Humboldt plant. And if you're not familiar with doing business, and particularly doing business with a couple of mining companies, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to negotiate business deals. And that's what happened here, where over the last couple of years, we've gone back and forth with Rio Tinto to see how we could work this deal out. And what occurred is actually within the last year, we came up with a transaction that, quite frankly, is a win-win for the companies and I think a real win for the community. The transaction that we agreed to late last year will allow Rio Tinto to have that 1.8 mile railway reactivated and that they can use to take into the Humboldt Mill. The Ellison Eye Railroad, which is owned by Cliffs Natural Resources, will receive a 3 mile railway bypass for our Eagle Mills yard in Nagani Township. And Mineral Range Railway, which is the third party in this transaction, receives a 12 mile track in West Ishpeming that they had been looking to acquire from the Ellison Eye Railroad. One of the things that happened in this transaction, however, was there was money exchanged, and the money exchange is really why we're here today. Rio and Cliffs came to a financial agreement as part of this transaction, and rather than put that money to the bottom line of the company, the agreement came between Cliffs and Rio that that money would be invested back into the community. So what we're here to announce today is the creation of the Cliffs Rio Tinto Marquette County Community Fund, which will be capitalized at $4 million and will be used to provide money for the community for projects, programs that will benefit Marquette County. So a transaction that helped both Rio Tinto, Ellison Eye, and Mineral Range Railway also is going to help the community, hopefully for years to come, as this money will be available and be applied for through grant processes. And I anticipate we'll see a lot of those coming out in the very near future. And we look forward to being able to share these funds with the Marquette County community. I'm going to ask Matt to come back up and explain a little bit more about the objectives of the Rio Tinto Cliffs Fund and also kind of what the guidelines are and what we're looking for going forward.
Thanks, Dale. What Cliffs and Rio Tinto really wanted to do was provide another community benefit beyond the jobs that we provide here, beyond local purchasing, beyond tax revenues collected by local government. And the negotiated agreement that we now have provided a perfect opportunity to provide, or at least identify, legacy opportunities for the companies while providing a long-term community benefit. So therefore, the Cliffs and Rio Tinto Marquette County Community Fund we'll have some specific focus areas, although it will remain quite broad. We'll focus on education, youth, environment, health, and community development. And we look towards the Marquette County community, to all of you, to help identify or present initiatives that provide those legacy opportunities for the companies and the long-term community benefit. Now, how do you apply? For organizations that are interested, we will be posting an informational page that lists specific criteria and procedures on how to apply, and that will be all posted on the Lake Superior Community Partnerships website. Once an organization applies, there's a procedure to submit that application, and that procedure is also specifically outlined on the webpage and with the information that we'll provide to you today. Once that application package is submitted to the companies, there will be a selection process, and there's a selection committee. The selection committee has four people, two from Cliffs Natural Resources and two from Rio Tinto. We aim to have that committee created in the near future with a scheduled first meeting of that committee, which will convene at summer's end. So therefore, the fund will be able to immediately take applications and funding requests, which will then be reviewed later this summer. The companies also have set a goal to expire all the $4 million in the fund in the next 5 years. So we look to have significant engagement over the next couple years until that fund expires.